Hey everyone, I don't have much to say right now, so let's just get right into part two of Fade to Black, because holy crap, this episode escalates pretty quickly.
What's Tomas doing?
Poor fucking Tomas.
Tomas. He's just sitting in the back reading his his English dictionary, trying to keep up with what's going on.
Either that or he just watches all the drama. He's like, why are these happening? Is this American?
Is this how American customs?
He's live tweeting the whole thing.
I think he's like, he's looking at the dictionary, and Jake will just come over and slap it off his desk.
Get out of my country.
Oh, God.
And Tomas
okay,
like,
so the scene has not ended, apparently. So Tomas is out reading his little, like, little English to Croatian dictionary. I don't know what he's
Croatian,
I mean, sure. I know many Croatian Tomases.
I don't know any. What's the language he should be speaking?
I am reading my book.
You don't know what it is.
That's it. It's got like a mishmash of accents, so we can never pinpoint exactly where he comes from. In this weird little town, nobody knows where he came from. They just know he's a foreign student, and he's there.
Well, a lot of people have been coming new to your town, because it's all these new businesses are popping up.
Mm-hmm. All this is happening, and then like Chad surveys the room, looks over and sees Thomas like minding his own business, hits Jake on the elbow, points at Tomas, and Jake's like, oh, fuck yeah. And Jake will just walk over to Tomas's desk and just, like, loom over them. What you looking at, bud? Oh, yeah, that's cool. Swipe. Swipe it off the ground.
Oh, no, my book.
Kick it across the room.
Oh.
Get the fuck out of here.
And then he'll go back and sit down.
Later in the day, let's say, like, after lunch, 1 p.m., for some reason, you all have the same computer class together.
I mean, if it's a small enough school and it's a prereq, I could see it.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, let's just say it's a prereq and then we all have to take it.
I mean, there might be some different students in the class other than the other core. I don't think Cam understands computers so much and has no interest in computers, so maybe not.
Courtney always has her click.
No,
always.
Jake doesn't fucking get computers.
Well, no, maybe there's a different character other than Cam.
I run a very popular blog, so I'm all about computers.
You failed. You took this class like 2 years ago, but you failed it so you could be in it with me.
I'm not saying this is true or false. I can either confirm or deny this accusation.
Wow, reining you guys all in.
hey, we're fleshing out our characters.
I know, it's good. Yeah. Flesh them out.
I'm ready to flesh.
I feel pretty fleshed.
Okay, cool. So you're in the computer lab.
I feel very fleshy.
We're in the computer lab.
Spongy and soft.
It's where you guys...
All right. Yep.
Are learning how to research because they're preparing you for college. Okay. And computers are new.
I'm not going to college, but okay.
It's
on a scholarship.
On a scholarship. Yeah.
That's why would Chad take this class?
Chad.
You want them illegal MP3s?
Doesn't like. I mean, he doesn't get computers. He doesn't understand how they work or why they work or really doesn't care to use them.
Mm-hmm.
I think he took this class. I don't know. Maybe he wanted to follow Brittany. He saw Brittany was taking it, and he said, okay, this could be fun.
Jessica, what's interesting to you about computers?
Well, because computers are the way of the future, and I want to understand them so I can successfully run a business someday and use computers as a main way to do that. Despite my weird obsession with Chad, I have plans for the future.
With Chad. Aw, good for you.
with Chad.
Chad is involved.
Of course.
Mara, how do you utilize your computer knowledge to feed your hunger?
Is there a chat program on this that like connects all of them?
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Excellent. And the teacher has it too?
Yes.
Cool. I'm imagining this. We're all like doing that high school thing where we're kind of doing work, but we're also kind of like talking and things. Mm-hmm. So instead of passing notes, it's all chat windows, right? And the teacher's just not paying attention.
Nope.
Cool. So I'm going to pull up whatever variation of something like YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to find some weird, like, occult ritual style video.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to IM it to everyone, teacher included. And it's very clearly me. Like, it says, like, my name.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Like, student name, sent link. Right? So whoever clicks on that link. And then I just watch.
Mara, class of 95.
Question mark.
Wow. Hmm. I'm trying to think if I should make you roll, like, Gaze into the Abyss or something. Like, because you're looking for something specific. Like,
well, I mean, I am looking up occult stuff on, like, the internet run by, like, cyber demons, kind of.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So let's roll Gaze into the Abyss.
Yes, let's. I got a 7.
So the Abyss shows you confusing and alarming visions, but you get your answer nonetheless. So you're specifically looking for something to do what exactly?
I want to terrorize this classroom. So it's 95, right? And so I'm imagining it as something like, it's kind of hokey.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so it may be, it's like the old like Faces of Death videos where it's like just a bunch of really grainy like handheld camera video footage of something, and it's real jerky and like you can't really figure out what's going on, but it's got like that weird, I don't understand this, ominous vibe to it.
Okay, so as you are hackering into the net, you're following link after link after link trying to get to something that will really fucking freak people out. You come to a site and it has a blue coin that's like just like spinning in the middle of the
yes.
screen, and you hit enter and you start to like feel this pressure in your head, and you get this vision of mountains of gold and then flash out, and then another vision of fire and screaming happening, and then you get like a YouTube video link of like, you know, those jump scare videos.
Yes.
And that's what you get. So you have this link now to this video, and you're going to use it to send out to everybody.
All users.
Okay. Yeah. You do that. Yeah,
Jessica watches it and she's like, and then she's like, are you okay, Mara? You've been acting weird ever since your accident. And then I send that back to Mara, just Mara directly.
So like, as that's happening and you send that link, you see somebody go, what does Chad do when you see the video?
He laughs.
So Brittany, do you click the link?
Yeah, Brittany does, and she's like, "Mara, what the fuck's wrong with you?"
Nice one, Mara.
There's something seriously messed up with you. Ugh.
I am back in a private window for you, mm-hmm. right? Just a single question mark.
You're so weird to talk to. I don't really get you, but I'm really concerned. I mean, we could be friends, but you're always just so creepy and distant, and you always stare at people really weird. I just don't know how to talk to you, but I just want you to know that I'm here for you if you ever need anything. Send a smiley face.
Aww.
Oh, no, emojis exist in this universe,
yes,
too.
Yes, they do.
No. Uh-huh.
Wait, does this count as me forgiving? Because I was sympathizing with her for her, like, essentially lashing out by terrorizing the school with
he just
links
those
and stuff.
Strings.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of her. She, like, gets strings by being a human, basically.
Yeah, like, I forgive you for trying to scare us. I know that you're acting weird and blah, 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 blah. So you can get a string on her.
I got a string on her.
All right.
So while this is all going on, Brittany goes and turns to Chelsea, and she's like, Chelsea.
Yeah?
I got an idea. I know you've been looking at Chad for a while.
No.
I see. We all know. So play along, and I got the keys to the janitor's closet.
Does Chad think Chelsea's hot?
She's a cheerleader, so
that
pretty good.
Yeah. Like one of the good ones, or
well, she's part of the clique, so yeah.
I mean, Brittany would not have a person in their clique if they weren't like a 10.
Or, no, like a,
nine.
Like
an 8. Okay, and not
well,
eight.
Well, they can't be a 10 like the queen.
Right, exactly. Yeah. A 10.
Oh my god.
Chelsea's more like a 7 or 8.
Okay.
But it's still pretty good. So she's like, Chelsea, play along. I guess we're probably in this rolling chairs. Probably.
Yeah. Computer chairs.
So Brittany pushes over to Chad. She's like, hey, Chad, how's it going?
Kind of bored.
Yeah. Well, I got something very exciting for you then.
Are you finally ready?
No, but Chelsea over there, she is very ready. And you know what? I got the janitor's keys.
So are you spending a string on your person to make them...
I'm using many bodies. When you promise one of your gang members to someone, add +2 to your roll.
Whoa!
Holy shit! Chelsea is, like, kind of nervous, but also excited. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. Chad, really? I get to be with Chad?
You know, it's so boring, especially with what Mara. But you can go have some fun right now. And so I'm going to turn someone on, and I get +3 to this roll. All right, +3, +2, so I get +5 to this roll.
And you have +1 forward.
Yeah, that's why I have. So +5 to this roll. 9.
You needed it. Yeah. You fucking needed it.
With 9, you can either give your string or choose one of the reactions. I give myself to you. I promise something I think you want, or I get embarrassed and awkward.
I give myself. I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to look at Brittany
next time.
And I'm going to go over to grab the keys, go over to Chelsea.
Yep. And Chelsea,
what's the teacher's name?
Miss Clement. And actually, she's gotten up to go walk over to Mara and is not paying attention to you at all. Yeah. So you took that moment to like.
I'm taking a one-way train trip to Bone Town.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep.
You guys leave the classroom.
Mm-hmm. And you find the janitor closet, throw her in, walk in, lock the door.
Yeah. And so because of this move, that triggers my sex move. And so now you're one of them. You're part of my gang.
Okay.
So that's a condition.
But that also triggers my sex. My trap card.
What's your sex move?
When you have sex with someone, you establish a deep spiritual connection with them. Until either of you breaks that spirit connection by having sex with someone else, add +1 to all rolls made to defend them.
Yeah, so you'll have Chelsea pretty much now with that move. And
We are deeply connected until one of us bones someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
But you have the condition one of them now.
Sure. Whatever. Is that permanent?
While the condition remains, they count as part of your gang. So
okay, until you cut your pinky off and give it to the head boncho. And then you're out of the family.
So wait. So if Chad is in your gang, can you offer Chad up?
Yes.
Really?
You just offer Chelsea up to you?
When you promise one of your gang members, you're one of my gang members now.
You're one of them.
You're one of them. He has power over you now. Oof.
So I imagine that's like Brittany offering up Chad, but Chad being like, do I want to go with it or do I want to fight Brittany on this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. So, and then that's the thing is like to remove a condition, you just have to do it narratively.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Jessica, you saw.
I don't know if I saw. I was busy trying to help, you know, be sympathetic towards Mara.
So you're too busy. Too busy.
That's why Brittany moved in, because I wasn't paying attention, and I was like, oh, shit. So then I look around, I'm like, Chad's not here. Oh, my God.
This isn't even about me. This is just about getting into Jessica. Oh, my gosh.
Getting into Jessica.
Oh, I can't keep up with all this crap.
Brittany. It's about Brittany. Jessica. I'm Jessica.
No, it's about Brittany getting to Jessica.
Oh, Brittany getting to Jessica.
Yep.
Oh.
Using me as a weapon.
Ah, I see.
Right?
Yeah.
And then Jessica pulls out her like phone and starts texting.
Chad turns his phone off.
Wow, Chad's a gentleman.
Really?
What?
That's
you mean in the middle of?
Yeah.
I don't want to be interrupted. What? You think
I'm just imagining it as like the digital equivalent of like Jake just like having a sense and being like, good job, bro. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Selfie. I see that. All right. I'll buy that.
So what do you do with the clock? You turn your phone off still?
No. I think he's right. I'll leave it on. And mid stroke, I will text Jake and be like, yeah, bro.
I'm ball deep. Right now, banging in the closet. Jeez.
Hey, Jake, you want to come to the closet?
Oh, yeah.
Jake texts back.
Hell yeah, bro. Be right there.
Yeah, get in the closet, Jake. Yep. No, he comes.
Sometimes.
Yeah. I feel like this would just be like, if Chelsea liked one of me, two of me is even better.
Oh, my God.
But wait, if Chelsea has sex with Jake, it automatically breaks your sex move.
Who says that Jake is having sex with Chelsea?
I don't know.
It's a double thing.
It's a double thing?
Ooh.
Well, how does this move work if I have sex with two people at once?
I mean, the ghoul... No, who has that move? I can't remember who has this several...
Well, I mean, like, Jake is your bro, though, right? So, like...
So we already have a deep primal connection.
I feel like you do. Mm-hmm. So I feel like he's, in this instance, just an extension.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like that's going to break the bond.
I think that's fair.
The condition.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
You guys do a lot of things together.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm being reprimanded.
Yes, exactly. Miss Clement comes and goes, Mara, did you mean to do this? Did you send this out?
Yes. Did you watch it?
Yes. That was awful. How could you send something like that out?
Super easy.
And she's just shaking her head and like, you can't be sending this kind of stuff out. This is not appropriate for school. Not appropriate for a decent human being, for one thing. I'm going to call your parents.
Yeah, no, you should do that. While you're at it, since you're probably going to have to leave this classroom to find a phone, since they're not supposed to be here, you should go check and see where Chad went. And like, as I say that, I'm like turning to Jessica. So like, right as I hit the word Chad, she like peeks up.
I heard her, and then I was like, wait, where is Chad? I've been too busy doing my work. Oh no. Oh no.
Too busy writing your fanfics?
Yeah, busy maintaining my blog while pretending to do work.
Okay, so Miss Clement gets up and looks and goes, oh my God. You know, and she'll go out of the classroom to go hunt for Chad. Has no idea where Chad would have went to begin with.
I'm going to go confront Brittany and be like, where's Chad, Brittany? I know he's not here, and neither is that Chelsea bitch. And I know that she's one of your cronies, so you had to have something to do with this. Where is he?
You should ask Chelsea. I think she's more of a item with Chad now instead of with me.
This is your doing, isn't it?
I don't control Chelsea.
Bullshit! We all know this, and you always, and I don't even know why you're interested in Chad. You weren't even interested in before. You're just doing this because I'm here, and for whatever reason, you feel threatened by me. And you always do this to me, Brittany, and I don't know what. And I'm pulling a string.
Okay.
Yeah,
and I'm giving you a condition, and I'm saying, you know what your problem is, Brittany? You're just so insecure. You're not even secure with yourself, so you had to have all these friends with you all the time, and that's the only way you could feel full and whole. And then Jessica starts breaking out into tears, and she runs out of the classroom crying and goes to the girls' restroom because she can't handle it, you know.
Awesome.
Does she leave her stuff behind?
Yeah, she leaves her stuff.
If you were a witch, that would be a great opportunity for some of the tokens.
I want to start going through a notebook. like the private one.
Right.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Probably like 30 seconds goes by as Mara's digging through the the backpack and looking stuff. And she's like, Brittany is very flustered, you can tell. And she's like, Cam, let's go.
Cam stands up.
Yeah, Cam and Brittany start walking towards the girls' bathroom.
Fight.
So as you're flipping through the diary, you've come to a page. John, I'm going to have you read it in Jessica's voice. Okay. What does Mara find in your most your private diary? Or do you carry your private diary in school? Which diary do you have?
I don't know if she would keep it here.
But she has to keep something.
She keeps it at home, but she keeps something in her bag. Let's see. She does keep kind of a journal that keeps track of what Chad does.
Really, you, Mara goes useless.
Well, in the journal there might be like some entries about Mara and how like, oh my God, that thing that happened with Mara was really crazy. I can't believe it happened in the school parking lot. It is really weird.
I tear that page out and then just like do like a hasty dropping of it on the desk so she knows someone went through it. Mm-hmm. And then I grab my things and leave.
And also on the page it says to be continued in a private diary.
To be continued in my private diary.
Where I sort all my traumatic experiences.
I'm going to say that Mara has a string on you now since she went through your personal belongings. Fair enough. It was probably stuff that you don't want her to know. Uh-huh. Or you don't want anybody to know. All right. End scene. Does Brittany stop by the janitor closet on her way to the bathroom?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's time to just automatically catch that. The janitor's closet's on the way to the bathroom, and she knocks on the door. Are you done there?
Yeah.
I need your help to go take care of something.
Jake, finish her up. Zip.
And so, they keep on walking to the girls, the women's restroom. It's like, we need to go in there and take care of something.
Okay. You don't even have to roll.
Yep.
I'm full force ahead.
So where's Jessica at? Is she at the mirror or is she in a stall?
She's probably in a stall, mm-hmm. You know, face in her palms, is kind of crying and whatever, and mm-hmm. sobbing. Fucking bitch.
Yep. The shot is, as they go in, Brittany is in front and Cam is like right beside Brittany, with Chad following them. And as they walk by the stalls, Brittany kind of just motions and Cam goes and kicks open each stall one at a time as they're walking down. And they finally get to the last stall. And did you lock the stall?
Yeah, I'm crying. I don't want people to see me crying.
Well, you hear a thung as Cam tries to kick in the stall door.
Ocupado. God. And I'm like sobbing. I'm like, can't you hear him crying?
Jessica, get your stank ass out here right now.
You're the last person I want to see. I'm not going to go out there.
There's someone else here as well you might be interested in. Right, Chad?
Chad?
Yeah, we probably need to talk.
Oh, now you want to talk to me, Chad. I see how it is. After you ran off with that Chelsea whore.
It was almost like a fucking what's-his-face whore. Whore. But you're just whore. Like, Jessica's is this whore.
I don't want to see you either right now, Chad. I'm too upset.
Chad will put his hand on top of the stall door.
I know you're the one who leaves the roses, you creepy little girl. I'm not interested in you.
He knows that it's me. And I forgive him for calling me creepy and that he doesn't like me, and that excuses are my armor.
Yeah.
So when you ignore some blatant problem with your lover or how they treat you, you mark experience. So I get experience.
Yeah, no, that works.
I don't love you. I'm never going to love you.
And then I'll look at Brittany.
Come here.
Oh, my God. And then I'm gonna roll to turn someone on. Is that acceptable? I'm making moves.
Yeah, no, go ahead, move. Try to turn Brittany on.
Oh.
I got a 7. I pass.
So I get to choose either give him a string or choose on the reaction. Give yourself a
like I'm trying to beckon you over.
Or I get embarrassed and get and act awkward. I will promise you something I think you want. I know, Chad, but I like to do things in the dark. But for right now, we should take care of this, and points to the stall where Jessica is.
What do you want?
I want you to leave a mark on her so she knows that not to fuck around with me anymore.
Can I cut the scene right there for a second? Because I want to come back to it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. We'll come back to that scene. It's
whatever fucked up thing is happening.
Yeah. Because, you think about what you're going to do. So we're going to go back to Mara. So you left the computer room after you found the notebook.
Yeah.
And okay. Where do you go?
Out to the parking lot.
What are you doing in the parking lot?
I mean,
lot?
Like, so...
That's your first clue. I understand that.
Yeah. So it's the first clue. So I'm just going to, like, follow the natural progression of things.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, like, the parking lot's going to be full of... It's going to be full of cars.
Cars.
But, like...
And the buses are starting to show up now, too, because it's about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, at the very least, like, it's kind of that, like, I don't really have much going for this. So I'm following tenuous ties to things. So I would head to the Jessica's car.
Okay.
If possible, to try to, like,
right,
break into her car, let's be honest. Right.
What kind of car does Jessica drive?
She drives a Geo, like one of those.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, like, mom's
the Geo Tracker.
Small red car.
Yeah.
She drives, like, a little shitty car.
Okay, cool. is there anything hanging from the little...
The rear view.
The rear view. I don't know, like a picture of Chad, I guess.
It's a custom Chad air freshener.
Oh my God.
It's like I'm the patron saint of Jessica.
It smells like wet dog. Okay. Yeah, so like roses around it.
Well, one question. Like,
yeah.
True love, it says you always have exactly one lover, but can that change?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You only have one, but you can, like, switch it up.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's right.
So as you're...
after I ruin this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My interest in Chad is waning.
Just like the moon.
Nice.
So as you're walking out to the parking lot and you're going to Jessica's car, you see Miss Tomlin out by her car in the teacher's parking lot, and she's kind of just like standing at her car with her head down, leaning on her car, and just like had her hand in her head, and just, it's 2 o'clock and she should theoretically have a class right now, so she's out of school earlier than what she should be.
I'll kind of have that moment of hesitation where I'm like standing there and I'm like, there's Jessica's car, there's Miss Tomlin, I'm gonna go over to Miss Tomlin,
okay,
and I'm gonna approach like unnervingly quiet from the other side of the car.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be standing, like, staring at her.
Mm-hmm. So she sits there for another good, like, 30 seconds to 40 seconds until she's, like, she feels like somebody's watching her, and she looks up and goes, oh, Mara, shouldn't you be in class right now?
Shouldn't you be in class right now?
Yeah, I'm just not having a good day.
Does this have anything to do with Miss Smith?
And you can kind of see her tense up a little bit. It's really not any of your business.
Then you probably shouldn't talk about it in the hallway.
Are you going to pull a string?
Yes.
Tempt them to do what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to know. So I will spend my one string.
You can tell there's like an internal struggle. Like she doesn't know if she should really tell you as a student, but mm-hmm. then like also she's been having a bad day and is emotionally. So she goes, "Well, you know, Miss Smith and I have been in a relationship for a little while, and I found out today that I really shouldn't be telling you this, but she's been cheating on me with Mr. Bartlett, which you know to be the calculus teacher. When you vision Mr. Bartlett in your head and you hear his name, he's usually been like he's like a nerdy looking guy, really skinny. He doesn't wear tailored clothes. He's kind of like baggy, you know, dress pants, slacks and like polo shirts and like the big 1980s like wire glasses.
A little disheveled.
A little disheveled. You have noticed recently he's kind of looked better, like more tailored clothes, nicer glasses. And she goes, I don't know what's going on, but Rosie would never cheat on, I can't imagine her, why she would cheat on me with him. It's Prince. And she just kind of like is kind of getting kind of really crying. And she's like, I don't understand. Like stuff has been happening that doesn't make sense. And she's not acting like herself.
I'm imagining the staff parking lot has like signs for which staff members park where. And it's like a point of contention, like mm-hmm. unspoken contention with them all the time.
Okay.
So I'm imagining I know which car is Rosie's.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right. I will pull out of my bag a almost comically oversized like screwdriver
mm-hmm.
and I'll walk over to her car.
Okay.
And I will like grasping like the end of this, like the screwdriver end of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to start beating on her driver's side window, like while making eye contact with Miss Tomlin, like the whole time until the window breaks.
What are you doing?
And then I walk up to her and I force the screwdriver into her hand.
Uh-huh.
And then I walk off.
So the scene ends with Miss Tomlin holding a screwdriver and like looking off as Mara walks away. And then we cut back to the bathroom.
Back to more beating sounds.
Whoa.
Back to the bathroom.
Yeah. So
Cam, get the door.
Cam busts open that door.
And then I motion for him to go to the entrance of the bathroom mm-hmm. so we don't get disrupted.
Exactly.
He puts a trash can in front of the door. I don't know.
He
doesn't know much.
You want me to mark her?
Like physical
abuse.
That's
what she said. Okay.
Not like a wolf.
Jesus no, Christ. Like, yeah, not like that. Yeah, so I want you to...
I'm actually going to intervene, because, like, I'm frenzied, and my emotions are high.
Oh, okay.
I'm frenzied. I'm tired of rage.
here's Brittany. She's ruining my life. She's coming in here and trying to, like, basically cuckold me in front of me, you know? It's yeah. pretty mm-hmm. messed up, even though, you know, Chad isn't interested in me at all. I just go, oh, so that's how it's going to be, Brittany? You know what your problem is? It's not just that you're insecure. You're probably turned on by me. That's why you're so obsessed with me. You want all this. And then she does a motion. Like, you know. And I'm actually going to try to turn on Brittany.
Yeah, that sounds appropriate.
Okay. That seems reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like just frenzy. Like, mm-hmm. oh, fine, fuck it, whatever. I got 12.
Whoa! Nice.
So, I gain a string on you, and you have to pick one of the conditions on the below.
Do it.
If there was ever a time for Brittany to be embarrassed.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, is she's definitely, as you say that, she, her face becomes very bright red, and she's like, and clearly you hit on the insecure condition as well.
There must be a reason why you don't want to hit on Chad directly, and you always get your cronies to do it for you. Maybe you're not interested in that kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're not interested in guys.
So she is super embarrassed. So I'll just take
Chad's
that.
Chad's into
yeah.
it.
Chad sees this going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, what does Chad do?
Jessica's pretty hot.
And Jessica's like, giving up on Chad. And Chad's swinging back around like, maybe. Like,
I'm not going to lie. That power dynamic, that works for Chad. Mm. Seeing Jessica... Or seeing Brittany like get all flustered like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But what's really fun is Jessica standing up for herself, and like that's hot.
Mm-hmm.
As he says with my mascara off, and everything, with this gang of angry people around me.
Jessica, you win. And I'm going to walk into the stall, and I'm going to try and kiss Jessica.
Is Jessica okay with that?
You mean Brittany?
Oh, is Brittany, or is anybody okay with what's going on?
Brittany is not okay with that. She's going to try to shut that shit down.
Well, Jessica's not okay with it because she's too she's too flustered and high emotion. She's mad.
Chad's like, shit, yeah.
And both women are like, fuck no.
I want to see you both roll.
She's angry.
Yeah, you both simultaneously have to shut Chad down.
Shut Chad down.
As he's like,
I will use my string. No, I won't use my string.
And then you tell me how you shut him down.
I've got strings on everybody. I've got strings on both of you.
Oh, so I'm going to start to. Can you?
I'm going to start shooting them off.
Start shooting off your strings.
So Brittany's like, Chad, no, you owe me. And so that's the shutdown move.
Mm-hmm.
I failed.
So what happens when he fails?
He gets an experience point. He gets some XP. That's it. Nothing happens.
Oh, on a 7 to 9, I get to give him a condition.
Yep.
Well,
oh.
All right. And how do you do this, Jessica? Oh,
okay. I got a 6.
To shut someone down?
To shut someone down, yeah.
What? Oh, because you have a -1.
Yeah.
Shit. Okay, so first off, you guys both have to pull a string right now to succeed on your shutting down.
Yeah, I'll do that instead, so I'll not have an experience. We both went up to 7.
So what you guys are trying to do when you're pulling a string right now is you rolled your shutdowns.
Right.
And we failed, so you need to...
We boosted with the string to get +1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then, basically, you need to tell me narratively how you pulled a string in order to shut him down.
Chad... I loved you for so long, but you keep ignoring me, and I keep forgiving you for all of your rude behaviors, like putting a tack on Claire's chair when she's not there, and even when you spat in her hair, and just all the rude things you do, and I keep forgiving you, but I just can't deal with this right now, and I'm like, you know, I can't deal with this right now.
Also, he's finally giving you, maybe there's something psychologically, he's now giving you the full attention, and you're like,
nah, I don't want
this. I like chasing. Okay, anyway.
Maybe, yeah.
Chad, stop this right now, or I'll tell everyone what I heard in the locker room after the homecoming game.
How big my dick is? They all know.
No. Is Chad okay with everyone kind of knowing that he's really into Jake or not?
Oh. No, he doesn't want people to know
that. So he's like, I'll tell everyone about your little victory dance with Jake after homecoming.
Okay. I'm going to lash out physically.
Nice.
Shut the fuck up, Brittany.
Oh,
oh,
God.
Oh shit.
Oh, man.
Shit.
You got a +1. That's
a 10.
So you deal them harm, and they choke up momentarily before they can react. So you get a harm.
Of 1.
As I, like, not like Cam's, like, eh.
Right.
Like, no, just.
No. Real backhand.
Backhand, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You shut your fucking mouth.
My back.
Do you run away?
My back is turned to Jessica now.
Okay, I was just wondering if Jessica wanted to do something or I was going to be like,
Chad!
I'm guessing you're not one of them anymore.
No, I don't think I mean, that's up to you. But.
No, you're no longer.
Can we all agree that Chad is definitely the bad guy?
Chad's a dick.
Yes. Chad's a dick. Okay. I mean, Brittany and Jessica have like a misunderstanding and they kind of hate
Mara
each other.
Mara is up. And trying to figure out what's going on in the school, figure out her death.
Mara's like the one on the actual, you know, solving the. Mara's solving the main plot. We're the
subplot.
B-plot.
Yeah. This is the instance where the subplot is way more entertaining, though.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, I'm actually going to.
You're still in the stall, right, essentially, and there's all this shit happening in front of you.
Yeah.
Are you going to try and run away, or are you going to react to the situation at hand?
Especially with how I rolled. Brittany doesn't really have a chance to respond to that.
She's just going to run away probably when it's her turn.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to GTFO and just run away, I guess, because now would be a good time for me to get out of this stressful situation. I'm going to run away like, ah! she's out
pushes
of,
past
poor
Chad.
Jessica's out of words. Yep. She can't even think anymore. She's like, ah! This is not how my teenage life should be like.
I think it's funny. We have two... completely normal, like neither of you are supernatural beings.
Well, she's sort of
kind of queenish.
She gets she like could be. She gets like hive mind things later. Oh, so you know,
yeah. My dark self could not be pretty much human.
Huh. Yeah, that is a 7 because I got -1 to volatile. But you know, so
on
away.
A 7, you get to choose one You run. You get away, but you choose one.
I run away. I cause a big scene. So I like knock over a bunch of Brittany's people to get out of the way, I guess.
As it happens, everybody's starting to come out of their classrooms to leave for
the
day. They
see me with my mascara.
Yes, smeared, and you're running and down.
Just like.
Yeah. Do you scream anything as you're running out?
I fucking hate everybody.
Seems appropriate.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. That sounds great. So we're good. Oh, yeah.
Now I need to fucking run away from abuse that was not expected upon Brittany. A six.
Nope. I fail. Oh, shit.
Oh, snap.
How does Chad prevent Brittany from running away?
In my head, the smack. Mm-hmm. And then, like, she, like, falls down because she really was not expecting mm-hmm. that. And so you're, like, scrambling to get up. Mm-hmm. And I, like, just put my foot on your leg.
Oh.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Well, I'm a werewolf.
Yeah.
You're trying to run away, and I think Chad's going to lean down and get real close to your face and say, "You tell anybody about that, and I'll fucking kill you." And then I'll kiss her on the forehead and let her go.
And Cam is just shaking over in the corner.
I look at him mm-hmm. and I just stand up and I like unfurl and like the full height.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say anything. I just look at him and I'm like,
yeah.
What the fuck are you going to do?
Right.
Do I have a string on Brittany?
Yes. You guys take strings on each other. End scene. We go back to Mara. So after you leave Miss Tomlin behind and the bells are ringing, school's letting out. What do you do next?
I'm just going to kind of move over near the buses,
mm-hmm.
like kind of a spot where I can watch mm-hmm. one for her to come out of the school.
Yep.
But also what happens when people come out and see Miss Tomlin standing there with the screwdriver in her hand.
I think what the first thing that Miss Tomlin did was probably drop the screwdriver and then went to her own car and then left. So yeah, Jessica runs out and you see her, she's out before everybody else and mascara is running down her eyes and she's heading towards her car, wailing. Yep.
You hear the distance.
I'm going to catch up to you. Mara, pretty much right as you get to your car and you're not paying attention because you were hella distracted.
Right, yeah.
And like spin you around and kind of slam you against the car.
Oh, shit, Mara, you scared the piss out of me.
There's literally piss running down her leg.
I've had the craziest day you wouldn't believe. Mara, I just don't know what to do with myself. How have you been? How's your day been?
I'm going to pull a string on Jessica. And I'm just going to ignore your questions.
Okay.
And I'm just going to like whisper, right? Like that, like super loud whispers.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you know.
Well, what do you want to know? I'm right here. I already said I won't be, and you know, I'm your friend. You don't have to just
don't
tell me what you need.
Tell me what happened that night.
Which night?
You know.
You gotta be a little specific. There's a lot of nights in the year, you know.
Bring out the crumpled piece of paper and shove it in your face that I ripped out from your notebook.
Oh, you want to talk about this? your incident? You should have just asked me if you wanted to know. You mean you don't remember?
John, real quick, do you want me to tell you what happened? Oh, you got something? Okay, good.
Do you want me to tell you what happened?
Why would I talk to you if I didn't want to know this?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not going to lie. But it's surprising you don't remember. You got hit by a car.
Whose car?
Well, your parents. It was really weird because they took your body and they stuffed you in the trunk when they realized that you weren't moving. I was the only one here. They were picking you up from school. It was after band practice. And you were here for a long time. And it was really bizarre because I saw you just standing there in the road and you looked really impatient and frustrated. And then all of a sudden your parents came out of nowhere. And I guess they were arguing or something because they weren't paying attention to where they were driving. And then they hit you. And I was about to call 911, but they rushed out of the car, grabbed your body and put it in the trunk and then went away. And I thought that was really weird, but they picked you up and I wasn't sure what to do. And I was kind of scared, to be honest. I don't really like to talk about it, you know, and but you showed up again the next day and I thought you were all right. I thought maybe I was like hallucinating or something from, you know, because sometimes I don't sleep for like 24 hours. I see weird things and it's really weird. And
in my state of shock, I'm going to lash out physically at you.
Oh,
like,
no.
I'm going to try to backhand you with my full force.
So much backhanding.
Wow.
I think it's because the way she was talking and the cadence and how, like...
Yes.
It was annoying the shit out of Mara.
Probably. Yeah, because it's like super shocking. But yeah. She's like, oh my god, like, I was watching a TV show? Like, mm-hmm. And I'm just like, mm-hmm. Yeah, they stuffed me in a trunk and you didn't call the cops? No, you just showed up the next morning. It was fine. So...
Yeah.
And my honest hope here... Uh-huh. My honest hope here is that I fail this role.
Okay.
Which should be really easy.
Says he.
Shit.
What'd you get?
I got an 8.
Damn it.
Damn.
So harm them, but you learn...
Do I fill in a harm?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. You get one harm.
So I get to choose one, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to become my darkest self.
Awesome.
What's that?
So my darkest self...
Oh, I wish I had failed. Could have been a werewolf.
So do you want me to read the little darkest
yes,
self?
Please.
Okay. Your dull hunger sharpens. You can't focus on anything else but feeding. And in addition to your peculiar cravings, you recognize something else. That primordial hunger which connects all hungers. Flesh, blood, meat. You escape your darkest self once you've overindulged or you've been locked out for long enough to regain composure.
Uh-oh.
So your hunger changed from thrill to...
To
people.
Meet.
All right. This is in the parking lot.
Yeah. So this is in the parking lot, and school is about to get out. What I'm imagining by this point, like, people are starting to trickle out now.
Mm-hmm. Especially freshmen.
So I've backhanded you.
Mm-hmm.
The physical motion of that would reveal your neck.
Right.
I'm going to try to go in for a bite right as people start to come out of the school.
Can I run away?
You could try to run away.
I could try to run away. I think that's the only thing I could really do, really. I mean, I forgive her for being, you know, upset with me.
It was upsetting news.
I understand, but I'm not really keen on getting my neck bit. So I forgive you, but I'm going to run away or try to run away at least. So I'll see if I succeed first. I got a 6.
Is that with your string bonus?
I'm going to pull a string.
How do you narratively pull a string on Mara?
Maybe Jessica decides to be overdramatic about the slap and like roll along the length of her car because she was pushed up against her car.
Yeah.
So she goes with the motion of the slap
uh-huh.
and like rolls away like, oh shit.
Yeah. But how do you leverage the string?
Okay.
The
yeah.
String. Do you say something as you roll?
I say, Mara, why are you doing this? You don't seem to know who you are anymore. We used to be friends. We used to be good friends. And now you're trying to kill me.
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah.
Before the accident.
Mm.
You've been a different person ever since you came back from that day. I didn't know something happened. I just didn't know. I'm sorry. And that's my pulling the string.
Yeah, that's great. Like, perfect. Yeah. So you spend your string.
Spend my string.
And you roll and you run away.
Yeah,
and
7.
Run away. Yeah.
And do you leave something behind? Do you make a sing or do you run into something worse?
Yeah, I leave behind a photo of what Mara looked like before she was turned into a ghoul.
Oh, cute.
And so, it's like us like being like, a selfie, peace out.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh man, you rushed over after my parents hit me with the ball.
No,
it's
not.
Like, it's super brutal.
It's a personal photo of me with my friend.
Okay, so Jessica runs away
mm-hmm.
and is starting to cry. And you see
everybody's trying to kill me.
As she runs away, you see this picture float to the ground and lands right at the front of the feet of Mara. Mara looks down. Sees a picture of her and Jessica together, smiling, happy, peace signs. Mara looks up, but her eyes are completely black. No facial expression has changed, and she just watches Jessica run. Episode over.
Mm-hmm. I don't
want to
die.
Oh, God. So if we were to keep playing this TV show, what would this TV show be called?
Fade to Black. Fucked up high schoolers.
Fade to Black. So that ends this episode of Fade to Black.
are we gonna talk about it?
Yeah, we can talk about it. I would love to talk about it.
I feel like we should talk about it.
Yeah. So how'd you guys like Monster Hearts 2 as a very short one shot?
I had fun. I feel bad with my character.
I think like you handled it really well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Like there were several points where you stopped and kind of made the distinction of like, I think Chad would do this.
Mm-hmm.
Right. In a way of saying, not me. Yeah. So you were staying true to the character.
Right.
Yeah.
Which can be difficult in situations.
It was kind of uncomfortable. But
yeah.
I just want to make sure that was okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We
were fine.
That's good.
I think you did good with Chad because, you know, to be honest, well, Brittany and Chad were very antagonistic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's kind of good to have characters that kind of start stuff up like that. And I thought it was really fun. You guys did good jobs in your roles, and I found it very enjoyable.
For sure.
Chad takes a bow.
So I was telling Chris and Danny as I was driving up that what I was trying to do this time around was pay attention. Mm-hmm. Listen to what you guys are saying and doing, and then just react to that and put you in situations, or at least nudge you into situations that you obviously were already thinking of going into, and giving you that permission to, yeah, you should do the thing that you were thinking right. about.
Yeah,
I did have a sort of subplot going on,
yeah,
which was obvious, but yeah. I didn't care. Like, yeah, if you right. guys put on to do it, that's fine. Well, like,
the comment on that, I appreciate that you had a subplot going on it, because mm-hmm. it made the setting feel more alive, like there's other stuff going on yeah, around us, right. not just our melodrama.
Right. Yeah. And I wanted to keep going with it, but I would hold myself back, mm-hmm. and I wouldn't push it, and I didn't want to shove it, and I thought it actually, like, it was good, because it gave Mara something to, like, hook onto and go and mm-hmm. explore.
Yeah.
But I mm-hmm. kept trying at the end, trying to figure out how to get you guys back together, so you're not just three and one, yeah. but it worked out, I think, yeah. perfectly. Yeah.
I think that's a thing about these sorts of games, is that a lot of GMs kind of think all the PCs have to stay together. Mm-hmm. And this game kind of emphasizes that whole, like, no, you're totally different.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. you're going to, like, screw with each other, maybe not even in the same space. Mm-hmm. And the way the ghoul is kind of, the way I read it and played it was this kind of, like, I don't want to be a part of this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, I never got the point to actually really touch upon, you know, the whole thing with Brittany,
mm-hmm.
because it didn't come up, and yeah. I'm fine with that, yeah, because right. I had enough other stuff to deal with. Yeah. So
right, and like, I specifically with a ghoul from a GM perspective was just trying to give you options. So yeah. like, oh, you want to go to Jessica's car? I had ideas of what you could find in Jessica's car, but I also was like, well, here's also Miss Tomlin. If yeah. you were really interested in it, I could have gone either way instead of just saying, yeah, you go to Miss Tomlin.
Yeah.
And you talk to her.
Yeah. And then it presented me with a choice of being like, do I want to do this story, or do I want to kind of stay true to my hunger?
Right.
And like create this spectacle and just like screw around with people's emotions.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which was.
Yeah. I wish I could have done more with that. That would have been fun too. But like, whew, this is fun for me though. I was completely entertained.
Yeah. I felt like definitely how at least you ran this game was more of like, here's a scene, do whatever you want in it kind of thing. Yeah. You're kind of just more, a lot more hands off and letting us kind of run it.
Well, I was telling also, I think Danny, when I was driving up was, I hated playing Lasers and Feelings mm-hmm. as a GM. Mm-hmm. I could not stand it because I was trying to,
you had too much of an agenda you were trying to push.
I had too much of an agenda I was trying to push, but I loved Honey Heist. Mm-hmm. And the difference was in Honey Heist, I was just listening to what you guys were trying to do.
Yeah.
And then yeah. make it, and I think you guys got to experience and be the characters you wanted to be, and
yeah.
Yeah.
Also, it's fun to watch. What, you didn't want to be Chad?
I mean, I wanted to be a Chad. I didn't want to be like
a Chad, not this Chad.
Yeah.
Okay.
A Chad is a personality type. Like, you hear the mm-hmm. name Chad and
there's an image.
Sorry
an image.
To all Chads who are not
such
that
a Chad. Serious. Such a Chad.
And a Brittany. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, a Jessica.
So, kind of conjoined questions. Like, one, is there any chance we can continue this?
Yeah, we could.
Okay, cool. Then I won't ask the second question.
Okay.
I mean, if you guys want to ever play Fade to Black again,
oh,
I
would totally play. This is awesome.
You mean with these? I think
with these characters.
Right?
Yeah.
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 I think Chad, Chad's character has like a lot of wiggle room for his character to develop. Like now that we know that Jake and him had a thing.
Yeah,
going
I think
on.
Like, I think all of the characters in their own individual way are at a super pivotal moment.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, like, there's a chance for Chad to not be Chad coming on, right? Mm-hmm. Like, some things have happened.
And I still have my subplot.
Yeah,
I won't reveal anything about my subplot then. Because I was going to, but I'm not going to.
Chad. Because I was going to, like, I was going to ask your perspective on where you would take Chad from here, but if there's a chance we'll play again, I don't want to know.
I'd like to point out that I crossed out the werewolf and put the Chad. There's also like three Chads written on this character sheet. Because I think it's just all I felt like I needed to know. Yeah.
That's all you put for notes was just Chad, Chad, Chad.
You should have put like the Chad itself instead of the darkest
self. Oh my God.
Oh God. Yes. My entire character sheet is just questions.
Yeah.
So it's just like, Jessica, kill her? Kill her. Friend?
That was really good, John. Yeah.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
I felt Like, it was really fun, and I'm really glad that everyone really worked well together on this, because we all gave each other enough to work with to develop the characters, and that's what really made it fun. And I just also liked playing a teenage girl who was very dramatic. Well,
and I liked just giving you
the
whole, like, how did I die thing, because I didn't really have anything, and I didn't want to come up with anything, because that kind of makes my reaction to that, like, genuine. Like, no one saw it but everyone in the room, but I was just, like, super wide-eyed, like, open mouth, like, oh my god, what?
Yeah, I love
and,
it. As a,
I liked when Amber was like, do you want me to do this? And I was like, no, I'm just going to make it the most anticlimactic kind of death.
No, but it was not anticlimactic. Really,
it kind of is. You got hit by a car.
But you got killed by your parents.
By my parents. And then they just stuffed me in their trunk.
Which to me was like,
what the fuck?
I had something in mind just in case you were coming up with nothing. That's why I stopped. I was like, do you want anything from me? But the minute that you said that, I was like, shit, yes. I have so many options. I can make this work so well.
I was kind of at a certain point after we took like breaks from Jessica having traumatic experiences, I was actually kind of flipping a coin on between who I wanted to drive in the car. I kind of knew it was going to be either her parents or the calculus teacher, and because of their affair or whatever going on was kind of making. But I was like,
thank you for picking up on that. That is a good player pickup.
Yeah,
but thank you.
But I was like, well, it really would explain how she came back to life, and I think her parents would know how she came back to life as a ghoul, and then, you know, that's probably better it left off. Otherwise, it'd be like really weird for
mad
this, like,
calculus
by the power of the internet.
Because, like, where does Mara? I guess that's for Danny up to decide. What, like, where does Mara go after school's over?
Just FYI, every side character also has a not boring life.
Yeah. Right?
So,
for sure,
you could have made it be Prince Bartlett and. It would have been fine.
Yeah.
We would have rolled with it. So I had a lot of fun.
When you said Prince the first time, I thought you meant like the musician.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me too. I was just like, what? And then you described him and I was like, that's not Prince at all.
Yeah.
I like this.
This is fun.
Mm-hmm. I had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Any other thoughts?
You did fine on time as well.
Yeah, I know.
So I was like, nice.
It was good.
Yeah, I did it in my exact 2 hours.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was worried we weren't going to get a, but that was good.
That felt longer than 2 hours.
I was like, shit, we're going to run out of time.
That's what I was thinking.
I was like, oh no. So this is good for me because I wanted to run this to get the feel of it for my game in Scotland because I don't know those people. Mm-hmm. I know two people in my game. And I was like, I should probably try this game out at least once before I run it with strangers.
Let me know if you get a Chad.
Scotland. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll let you know if you get a Chad.
Are you running it for 4 people?
Five
Ooh. People. And you know 2 of them.
Yes. Mm.
Okay.
You'll have to be a tad bit quicker then with 5.
And I have a better idea now.
Well, I think you have a better grasp on how scenes work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Because
at first it was kind of like, all right, we're going to call scene here. And then by the end it was like, all right, pause. Okay, you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, sorry, I love what you got going on, but pause. Mm-hmm. Go.
Yeah.
We'll come back to you, I promise. I won't forget you guys. Because, like, how could I forget the bathroom altercation in episode 0 of Fade to Black?
Fade to Black.
Okay, cool. Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for playing. That was really fun.
I'm really proud of this game and the 2 episodes that came out of it. I think so far, Monster Hearts 2 is my favorite game I've run. This episode was essentially a playtest for the one shot that I ran in Scotland. That game went really well too, and the players were just as enthusiastic as Josh, Chris, Danny, and my brother. It feels so awesome to run a game where you can feel the table chemistry explode into this beautiful creative monstrosity. I fucking love it. I'm currently trying to decide when I should start trying mini campaigns and what system to use, and Monster Hearts 2 is a huge contender. I really love Avery Alder's work, and I've queued up more of her games to run as one-shots. You should definitely check out her stuff. You can find more info at buriedwithoutceremony.com. Also, the setting I used was called Forbearance and was written by Anna Anthropy. Shapeshift is a member of the Geekspective Network. If you'd like to help Shapeshift out and see behind scenes of what I do for Shapeshift, you can become a patron at patreon.com/geekspective. Over Christmas break, I'm going to begin prep for a campaign, and I'll most likely put up my prep work as Patreon rewards. Another way you could help me out is by leaving a rating or review on iTunes, or even just sharing the show with other people would mean a lot to me. You can find me online at Rocket Orca, which is my personal Twitter, and ShapeshiftCast for podcast news and game thoughts. See you in 2 weeks, where we'll be playing as teenagers again.